drug, I will be your dealer. You got me going around in circles, saying life ain't a rehearsal. There is nothing that we shouldn't try. You're the good stuff I don't want to touch me. I can't help responding. We don't ever need a reason why. The moves, tell your foreplay, never felt this good. The shape of you gets me oh so high. Come on now baby, give me all you got. You got me going round in circles, say the life in a rehearsal. There is nothing that we shouldn't try.
We shouldn't try.
You're the good stuff that I want to touch me. I can't help responding. We don't ever need a reason.
That's Hardcore Brunch, our guest this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be baby? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR, Truckee River, and the old Fitzgeralds.
Yeah.
On Virginia Street.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
The worst little podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez. Chewy's here. We got Dogwater Dick in the back. We got Jamie here.
Woo!
New girl, and we got Hardcore Brunch.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
I'm here too.
Oh, yeah. Cadillac Kim, I'm so sorry.
She's in the other room. I didn't even know you were here, Kim.
I know. I always have to like say I'm here because I'm like absent for half of the shows these days. So
yeah, I forgot. Yeah. When you're not sitting here, I just totally forgot that you were here.
That's okay. Everybody forgets about me.
Yeah, I'm a little.
I remember you. Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hello from Studio B. I'm really excited about this one. The Patreon show was A little nuts.
That puts me in the mood. I know, yeah. Ready?
A lot of shenanigans.
If you want to know the meaning of the word omnicord.
Fanny, you were thinking about subscribing. This might be the week.
Yeah.
Exactly. Probably
should. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. $5 a month or more, and we send you the extra show with the secrets.
Wow. Secret.
I reveal all. It's 4 hours long.
So before we get going, let's go around the room and get what you play, who you are, and maybe your astrological sign.
Oh. Astronomical sign.
Astronomical sign.
Oh, yeah. Can we do that one? Yeah. Okay.
You can do that one.
We'll
I'm like Jupiter. I don't like
it. Hi, I'm Argyle. They, them pronouns. I play the Omnicord, an electronic auto harp from the 80s. I've been playing the old one for 7 years. The new one just came out last year, and I've been playing it since the day it came out. So I like to say I'm in the top 5 best Omnicord players in the world, because who's going to fight me?
Oh, and you know, those Omnicord people can be brutal.
They can be. Yeah. I actually am a moderator on the Omnicord Discord. I know how they are.
Oh, yeah. They get pretty nasty.
There's a Discord for
everyone. You should share the Omnicord story, though, later.
Which one?
Oh,
how I came upon it.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And you are?
Oh, hello. I'm Sue.
Sue.
What were the rest of the questions? What were the other questions?
What do you play?
What do you play?
Oh, a guitar. Wow. Of sorts.
And your sign?
Andromeda.
Word.
Nice. I'm Mercules.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
We're on a kitties.
Mercules.
Oh, Mercules.
It's in Gatorade right now.
Probably feeling it. Totally feeling it.
Is that off the universe or just off the like galaxy fridge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm Haley.
Hi. Hello. Haley.
Hi. And I mostly play percussion in this band. Sitting on a cajon and a little tambourine. Same. And harmonies and all that. But I play guitar solo. So. Oh, and I'm a Cancer. I'm gonna say my actual astrological sign.
Aww. Same.
Because I'm very much a
very serious cancer answer.
Thank y'all.
We were told it was okay to giggle when you say cajon, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it Haley, that was, like hail, hail, or H-A-L?
H-A-L-E-Y, like the comet.
Haley, like the comet.
Is that really how the comet's spelled?
Yes, Haley.
My wife's maiden name was Haley.
Oh, amazing.
Spelled that way.
Yeah, generally a last name.
It's in the stars,
but...
Well, I had a dog named Haley once. She was cute. She was a miniature schnauzer.
Adorable.
She was scared. I didn't know you had a miniature schnauzer.
Yep. She was awesome.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Was it like gray or?
She was gray.
She was gray and
cute.
Yeah, we kept her trimmed with the miniature schnauzer.
Like Pongo-ish?
No, we kept her trimmed with like the actual
miniature the whole schnauzer. Grown out.
Yeah.
Cute.
Little mustache.
Yep.
Could I pass as a miniature schnauzer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the haircut and the eyebrows and the beard.
Yeah. You got
the
all
beard.
Those things.
I have most of those. We'll draw on a beard. It'll be
perfect.
Fine.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Come to Pride. See Haley draw on a mustache on stage.
On stage.
On stage.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Like freehand.
Yeah, you don't even got to go to the beard booth. They'll just do it for you on stage.
We might have a mustache booth. You don't know.
We should have a mustache booth.
One way to find out.
For Haley's Sawtelle.
We could have stick on mustache.
Mustaches.
Say mushroom.
That's like a mushroom mustache.
We're saving the mustaches for Mark Twain days. Right, that's coming up in
Mark
October.
Twain,
but
one of my favorites.
Porky no listos.
They've got a trademark.
Okay. All I know.
Why
don't
not?
Ask.
Why not?
See,
both?
De nada.
And Jamie, what brings you to our neighborhood?
I'm not in a band.
Welcome back.
What?
I don't play any instruments.
Not yet.
Why are you here?
I kind of used to work here this one time.
Oh, yeah. You're always welcome.
And then I think last time I was here, we decided that I wasn't going to be new girl anymore. I was going to be old girl because I'm old
girl.
Like old gray mare.
I'm not calling you that.
All right. Nope. We'll keep working on my name. I'm just here hanging out with this band that's going to be playing our party at the Brewery Arts Center on Saturday. It's Nevada Pride, a capital city celebration. And it's kind of a big deal this year because Sassafras Eclectic Restaurant started Carson City Pride 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's like the only Pride celebration our little capital city has. But they're tired over there at that restaurant. They don't want to do it anymore. So they said, hey, Brewery Arts Center, y'all want to do it? And we said, yes. Yes, we do. So this is like the big party.
Yeah. You told us this was going to happen, and now it's happening.
We're so close. I know that was a while ago. We were getting ready. We were kind of planning it. Now it's happening. We have bands. We have
I love it when a plan
we have
comes
mustaches.
Together.
We have donkeys.
I thought you said there weren't going to be mustaches.
Donkeys?
Surprise!
BYOM, bring your own mustaches.
But you don't have to bring your own donkey. No? We seriously
can I,
got
if
donkey.
If I wanted to, could I bring my own donkey?
I don't know. Donkey
only
will
as a mustache.
Be provided.
Well, it does.
It's a service
stick it
donkey.
On your face.
Oh, it's a donkey.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll get it reach all the way to my face, but
no, it's much more wholesome than that.
Now that's
well,
service.
A donkey show a donkey could be anything.
Not in this podcast.
I mean, if a donkey did tricks.
It's actually Friends of Silver Saddle Ranch, and they do wagon rides all over Carson City. And the guy was so stoked when we asked him. He's like, I'm going to get some tutus. And we said, okay.
Amazing. So, for him or the donkey or both?
I didn't ask. I just said yes.
I won't.
So come find out.
I just found out.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, to invite you to a party.
Yay. Hell yeah. Yeah, hey, good news, I'll be there.
You'll be there next. Which the one of your many bands is playing?
Glitter Bats are playing at the indoor stage with a bunch of great bands. We're like sandwiched between Cut Rate Druggist and Hired Fun.
Do you want to hear this?
Canyon White's hosting.
Canyon's hosting. You gotta and
do you
everybody
know she
keep
had her
looking out for
stolen?
Her guitar. Yeah,
yeah. We've been posting and sharing. Someone stole her guitar.
I know, somebody told me last night, and I'm like, oh, fuck's sake.
She needs it back by Saturday.
And that case, how?
We got a show to do.
I know, but that case.
Get that black washroom back.
She's playing at that festival in Winnemucca next week, too, I think, in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Get that guitar back.
Sagebrush Sounds.
Oh, there's some good people on at that festival, too.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be fun.
It'll come through.
Too bad I already gave away that guitar.
Man, that
I found
festival
in the dumpster.
Ballooned. The amount of people playing.
Really?
It's
2 days now, isn't it?
2 days, yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Brecky Durham. So cool. I can't. Yeah. Just trying to
love him.
Jim Brody's playing.
Brecky, friend of the show.
Greg
Gilmore is going to be there. I saw
we're big.
Is Cat Hart there again?
Cat Hart. Secret.
You got to talk into the microphone.
I could have told Patriot a great secret.
You can tell it now. Like,
next time.
No, I can't now.
Oh, everybody's like,
is it a Greg secret?
Yeah.
Can I have the Greg secret?
No, because it sounds really bad now.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. We all have
we'll
a Greg secret. Don't worry about
it. Blushing, then it doesn't matter. But
I want the Greg flavored trauma.
Oh.
The Greg flavored. We should write that as a brunch song.
He's
I'll
a writer.
Greg flavored trauma, please.
Drama, not trauma.
Oh, drama.
Poor Greg.
Poor Gregory.
Sorry.
Greg does listen to this podcast. And in fact, I
it's
think
one
he
of the
might
handful
be.
Of Patreon.
He knows how
subscribers,
much we love
maybe.
I think
I
he's
know.
Been on 10 times. I
oh,
think
yeah.
we figured it out. He's like
he's
one of
like
our
record holders.
Yeah.
World, worst little podcast Hall of Fame.
Yes. Alum.
Oh, there should be pictures of him.
There probably is.
Why? Yeah,
you might have a flyer.
There's
a,
yeah, no, no. There's the Karma flyers in there.
Oh.
It's yellow.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's totally up in those walls.
New idea. For our 10 timers, we frame a photo of them and put them next to Audrey Hepburn in the bathroom.
That will make it a lot harder for me to poop.
Yeah.
And when we take the pictures, we'll say, now look at me like I'm pooping.
All your friends staring at you, Dewey.
Well, I mean, if they we'll have it on a tier system. If you want to be next to Aubrey, it's a higher tier. If you want to be in the garage, it's like, you know.
That's where we could hang their picture next to the dartboard in the garage in the green room. That'd be perfect. Not like on
someone's
the dartboard.
Someone's
going to
get a dart in
well,
the eye.
When Nick throws, sure.
The amount of portrait shuffling you'd have to do after every show. It's like moving.
Yeah. You could just stick on the top.
Well, we'll get an intern to handle that probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what those are for.
Dr. D will take care of that.
Dr. Deal. Is that actually your new intern?
Yeah, we call him Dr. G. He's not really a doctor, but he might be someday.
So is
he's
like a rapper? Someday. He's a rapper.
He's a high school kid.
Oh.
Same thing. So I'm sure he raps.
I don't
know, what he's
going to
be yet.
I don't know if we wanted to say that on. Maybe beep that out,
I mean,
Rick.
He's a.
That's our.
He's a fully legal adult.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just been held back many, many years.
He's like 42.
He's 40. He's a sophomore.
He puts the more in sophomore.
Oh, boy.
Nice. That should be another hardcore brunch song.
We need to take notes.
You guys are getting so many song ideas tonight.
Just
every
can't wait
we hang
to
out.
See your next set.
How does it go? Do you have a practice day every week, or what's that like?
So,
We've been a fake band for a little over a year now. Nice. Yeah, yeah. We played a couple of shows together, but it's really just Sue goes on stage and plays some songs, and we play with her, and then we do solo stuff.
That's what a band is.
Yeah.
You guys? Oh, well, you're no, doing it.
I mean, no, so the shows we've done together, we've done like our own stuff. So we had a
Sue set and a Haley set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we each took turns and we each did 30 minutes and then we swapped. So and then we
have you ever considered just learning each other's songs?
Well, that's kind of what happened is Spike approached me. Spike McGuire, beloved Spike McGuire. Who
yes.
We love. Yes. Friend of the pod, I assume.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Best friend.
Yeah, I've got a story
He's
about
definitely
him.
Definitely in the shitter.
Oh! Right next to Audrey. He approached me at a show I was at and was like, hey, do you want to play at Pride? And I'm like, who was there with me? Haley, should we be a real band? And yeah. Haley's like, yeah.
Argyle turned to me and was like, can we make it hardcore brunch? And got so excited, and I couldn't say no.
That's how it happened.
So then we kind of became a real band, and we rehearsed maybe 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Leading up to this gig on Saturday, which we were really stoked to be a part of. So.
We've heard 2 songs. If you want to hear the first song, you got to become a Patreon member.
It's so good.
Yeah, give us like $5 a month and we'll give you the bonus show.
Yeah.
You can do that at patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
Do it.
And secrets, too. It's the Secret Keepers Club on the Patreon. If you're in the Secret Keepers Club, you keep your secrets and you learn. You learn the obscure, the obtuse.
Huh?
I just need to know.
Tangents.
I just need to know the Greg secret so bad.
What's your astronomical sign?
Obtuse. Oh,
okay. Stuff like that.
Chewies is obtuse. You're an obtuse rising.
I'm a Cancer, but I got obtuse rising.
I figured.
You are all
that from you.
That sounds painful.
It does sound painful.
As if you'd walk differently.
It's not that bad.
Because you're.
I do walk differently, but it's not because of that.
I mean,
it's genetic.
Enough lube, anything can work, right? Oh, no, my mom might listen to this.
Have you just said me?
Do you want to say hi?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Argyle's mom.
Hi, Ginger. We love
They're
Ginger.
Doing great.
We covered this at the beginning of the podcast.
We did. We had a whole conversation about this.
And you're like, yeah, whatever goes. Nobody's going to listen.
No, they're all going to listen.
Yeah, those kind of people always call us the next day and say, could you take out all those parts when I said stuff?
I forgot I'm a high school teacher and I like says some stuff.
Yeah, my parole officer said that's a bad idea.
Oh, no.
Even like 10 years later, we've had people call and say, man,
I'm trying to get a job. Could you take that
apply
show
for this
down?
Job?
I
want to go back 10 years in the archives and take down that thing I said about that lady.
This show has ballooned, too.
Oh, yes.
Big time.
Oh, hey, yeah, speaking of that, you guys, we won Reno's
Best
Podcast
Loser
Review.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
What's that, our 4th victory or 5th?
It was,
Wall.
1, 2, 3, our
Do we have four, all of them up
fifth,
there?
Four, our 5th first place. And we have 1 second place so far. Yeah.
So 5 number ones and a second.
We were second place last year, but we had a big comeback.
When they closed down because of COVID, they took some years off, so we didn't win.
We would have won.
Those blank years, there was nobody winning.
We would have won.
And once again, in this year's News and Review, it said the glorious thing, best podcast, worst little podcast.
Worst.
Ba-dum-bump.
Never gets
and
old.
So even when we get second place, it's like, we're number 2. We're number 2.
Right next to Audrey.
And it's great. But we'll never not win 1 or 2. Right, you guys out there who always vote
for
us?
Well, we'll see.
Right.
If we lost to Reno Whites and Screamin' Sugar, I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
I do love Screamin' Sugar.
And how is Screamin' Sugar never rating at all? Are they even on the list?
I don't think they've even asked. Like, we get out there and we're like, hey, validate our existence.
They're so good. And if you love funny, awesome true crime and local like tidbits and secrets and stuff, Screamin' Sugar is
about baked goods as well.
Yes.
Baked goods.
Yeah, they're going
to
win next year now.
A different bakery.
You just shot them up.
We hyped them up. Just us mentioning them brought them. Yeah. They're going to
pretty
much take
first.
But
that
makes
you look good, too. So,
you know, I would give it up next year for them.
Oh, we've won so many times.
When they accept their award, they should totally give it to us.
They better.
At least mention us.
You could just steal it.
We'll print ourselves a new plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just cross their name out.
Well, yeah, I was supposed to bring in a new one for the wall.
Oh, yeah.
We're running out of space.
We'll make room. We'll make room.
Hang a new banner.
But if they, if we keep winning, we're going to need a bigger house.
Okay.
That's fine. We should be able to afford one by
then. All the Patreons will fund that.
Yeah, we're going to have to up the Patreon tiers.
We're going to need more secrets.
Step up a little bit.
We'll hang our awards next to the pictures of our Patreon members in the garage.
Yeah. Awesome.
Then blow it up. Because only because that would be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
For our final show, we blow it up.
You only get... If you're only really a good patron, then you're going to get blown up.
Yeah. One
Otherwise,
time.
You don't.
No.
Once we're able to finally move our podcast into the Lear Theater, then, we can, then we'll blow this place up. Yeah.
Too soon, Chewy. Too soon.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be used for something, right? Might as well be us.
It's never going to be used for anything.
Womp, womp.
I know.
So sad.
Our own podcast.
But I mean, I thought the Harris would sit there open forever or closed forever, and they're doing something with that.
They're not, though.
They are.
They stopped that development.
When? Well, yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. So yeah, maybe they restarted.
It's not back on.
Yeah, it's a different people. They're totally going to make it happen.
Oh, yeah. No, months ago they said that these new people are taking over and they're going to kick ass and get it done really fast.
Okay.
And then they just put out new pictures of the... And then they were like, it's going to be a whole new experience.
It looks like it's going to be
And they
cool.
put up a... There's going to be bars and some clubs
and tattoo parlors
and some food
and
and they were like, and then the people on the do the comments on the my news site were just like, yeah, that's real new. And I want to
kind of like what we had there,
but I want to yell back at those assholes and go, it's new compared to the empty fucking building sitting there.
Yeah, that's
waste your breath yelling at haters on the internet.
News comments are some of the worst comments.
I know.
Local
all
news
comments.
Is weird.
Sometimes,
but it's pretty bad.
Sometimes it's hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes they really
I try
do
not
say
to
funny.
Indulge.
The,
I'm just proud of them for being able to read.
I know.
Well,
see? Bless your heart. In the comment section.
The Pride comments. I went to Pride this weekend in Midtown. It was actually pretty fun in Midtown.
I heard a lot of good feedback.
I was excited. There's like a lot of options for like places to eat and chill places to go and just relax in the shade and stuff. Like Wingfield was cool, but you were all just kind of like stuck there.
Sweating.
There wasn't a lot of options. So, yeah, it was
Midtown's a great host for a party.
It is.
Did you have to pay to get in and it was roped off like it was?
Well, kind of. We donated online because I couldn't find anybody to take my money. So we just kind of walked in where there was an opening in the fence. But I think it was only like $5 or something. And they would have let you in if you couldn't pay anyway. They just, I know what it costs to put on huge events like that. So it's, you got to pay the permits.
Yeah.
The city is not giving you much for free. It's just, is what it is.
Tell me about it.
Yes, I know.
Same thing in Carson City. Luckily, we own the two blocks that is the Brewery Arts Center. So that's why it's going to be super fun because it's going to be private property. It's on our campus.
Oh my God.
We're
so
going
you can
crazy.
Just, like, get naked. It's fine.
Maybe in the indoor stage.
Maybe inside the punk rock black box. But outdoors, we are billing it as family friendly.
Family friendly.
Oh, dang, I'm going to have to fix that shirt I just cropped.
It does start at noon, so, prime brunch time.
Heterophobia will be most likely getting mostly naked, because that's what they usually do, but they will be in the black box theater with me.
Yep.
The Daisy Dukes.
That is why we put them inside, the inside headliners. There's a method to this madness here. But
speaking of, I got to see them. I'm so stoked, you guys. I'm trying to get this band on. A band called Faint Shape opened for them. Opened for Heterophobia at Midnight Coffee on Saturday night. It was like a post-Pride party thing. It was so fucking fun. They are so good.
Are they playing?
They're going to be on the outdoor stage at 4 p.m. Faint Shape.
Fun fact, their lead singer is one of the reasons I'm trans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're
connected.
So cool. It's Jay Vineyard.
It's all connected. It's going to be a great show.
Very nice people. Very amazing players. I just could not get over it. I couldn't get over the fact that I'd never seen them play before or heard of them.
And now you get to again.
I am
multiple
just like,
times.
I bought their record. They have a vinyl record. I was like super impressed with everything, and I cannot wait to have them on.
So we know where Kim's going to be at.
Hopefully, I didn't scare them off.
They are easy to startle.
But they said yes to this party.
Yay.
What is the lineup, Jamie?
Well, I happen to have it right in front of me.
Convenient.
We do have two stages. So we have that big old festival stage outside that we use for the Levitt Amp concert series. in the summertime, and we wrap that up, and then we have it. It's ours. We own it, so we can use it. So we're like, let's put all the local bands on it, because it's so much fun. So much fun to play. So the outdoor stage is hosted by Armani the Star. Armani was on the podcast last time.
Recently, yeah.
And then the Adam Whitney is kicking the show off at
the
noon.
The legend.
Yes.
He has been the Grand Marshal when there was a parade in Carson City. We're not going to do the parade. We're going to keep it in-house, but he's still going to open the show. And he's trying to work on starting a new theater company.
Ooh.
Tease, tease, tease. That's a secret. It's not. But he's going to do some Broadway, some show tunes. I don't know. Nice. He's just got the floor. And then this band called Hardcore Brunch.
Whoa, wait, who's that?
You may have heard of them.
Those guys are awesome.
I heard them on the Worst Little Podcast.
I heard them on the podcast.
They're good.
Then they're at 1 o'clock. And then 2 p.m., Retro Radio Dolls.
Oh, we got them on the podcast.
Yeah. Yes, 3 p.m. is Gia Torcaso. And Faint Shape is 4 p.m. We just established that. And then our headliners on the outdoor stage is Nothing Like a Dame.
Lacey Madison.
Lacey.
And Gia is in that.
It's sort of a reunion show, even though they just did a reunion show here. They're going to do another one. And then inside the Black Box Theater is where it's allowed to get a little rowdy. Canyon White, once she gets her new guitar back, is going to host inside. And we've got Hired Fun at 12:30, Litter Bats at 1:30, Cut Rate Druggist at 2:30, Sapphic Musk at 3:30, and Heterophobia is the headliner inside for the indoor stage. So we kind of staggered it festival style, so you can go back and forth into the theater and then out and run back and forth and play.
And if for some reason you hate music, you can do the opposite.
You can stay home.
You can like...
No, you can come.
Let's put it in.
But you can get snow cones and you can get your face painted and you can take a wagon ride. There's this really cool charity that reached out to us called Play Catch with a Dad. And they found us and it made my heart so warm. What they do is offer father figure type people to literally just play catch with you in a grassy area or whatever your event is. Because maybe you didn't have that growing up, or maybe you came out and were rejected by your family and it's like hugs from moms kind of a deal.
Can
you can just go play catch.
Can you request a nickname? Like, can they be like, good job, champ?
I think you can. I think that's exactly the thing they're going for. So come play catch with a dad. And the churro dude's going to be there making fresh churros.
Oh, I love the churro dudes.
I'm stoked. I'm bringing money. Excited. And it is free. There's going to be over 40 vendors and artisans and other nonprofits and a silent auction. It's free to just come check it out. But then you can support the food trucks and the drinks and the makers. And
Christmas is coming up, find some gifts.
And it is a benefit for PFLAG, Carson Region. They're a national nonprofit that supports advocacy and resources all over, and they have like regional groups. So we have a PFLAG Carson City. So
the P parents.
Parents, friends and family of lesbian and
flags.
Gay?
Yeah.
PFLAG.
I think that's what it is.
Google.
I used to go PFLAG. I went to PFLAG meetings like way back in like the early 2000s.
Yeah,
or late 90s.
And it's one of the only resources we have in Carson City. Like Reno's got the parade on lock, the party is so much fun, and they've been fun to collaborate with because this is not like a Nevada Pride competition. We're collaborating, sharing the space and going back and forth. And there's not much in Carson City though. I mean, I know it's only half hour away, but I think our little capital
deserves it's a big enough town.
Something. Yeah. So we're excited. And we want to grow it and build it and welcome everybody.
For sure.
So it's going to be fun.
That sounds like a party.
And Spike always puts on a great show.
Oh, yes.
So, and speaking of that, this Thursday I got to play a great show of Loud as Folk with Roxy Colley at the museum.
You were so good. It sounded so good in that room.
Oh, my God.
And Jamie was there. I was like, vendors and tons of people. And Spike, thank you very much for asking us to play that. That was a really great show. Great people. And
first Thursday, every first Thursday at
the museum is very professional with us. It was great.
It's awesome up there, isn't it? The view alone is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And the trick is to sneak in a little bit early before the show starts, and you can go wander the galleries and take some quiet time. And then you go up on the rooftop and rock out.
Do you know the name of the painter who's there right now?
I didn't get to go this time. They changed it out.
It was a female painter. I think she's Mexican, perhaps. But anyway, her paintings were so amazing.
But they have a whole new wing, a whole new addition.
Yeah, they just added on to that building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's only like... I think it's free if you're a member, and it's like $10 if you're not.
If you're not, it's only $10.
$15, yeah.
Well, 15. Used to be $10, but $15 is the new
$10.
Inflation.
That's true.
So true.
So true. Hey guys, let's get another song.
Oh, speaking of music,
Hardcore brunch.
What, me?
They're here.
Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah.
Let's have a little sample feel their presence. Of that brunch.
Yeah, we are here. It's true. Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hey.
Hello. So, like I said before, we started out as soloist artists, like most artists do, and the band is a very new addition to being real in this world and not just something we joke about. And have band signs. Our band sign. We should tell you it. Okay, so yes. That you know it for Saturday. So on your right hand, it's hardcore. You got your pinky up. You got your thumb tucked
in. We're using
in.
Visual aids.
It looks like the devil. Metal.
Yeah. Metal, like the hardcore. Devil.
Just hardcore. Trust we're all doing
or
it right now.
Perhaps the goat. I'm not sure.
Yeah. And then your left hand is brunch. It's pinky up.
Pinky up.
Preferably with a mimosa in your hand.
Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, I'm make sure you have a mimosa by 1 p.m. in Carson City this weekend.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
So
I'll work on it.
You'll get there.
Yeah,
Trey.
Yeah, you'll get it.
You got a couple
get
days.
Get it. Not like several days. You can just follow everyone else in the crowd. Yeah, but since we started as soloist artists, we decided that the real full hardcore brunch experience should only be experienced at Pride, at our real birthening. Yes. Also, we need to rehearse more.
Stop telling people that.
Unless you're a Patreon member, in which case
you get one more.
Something amazing.
Ooh. Yeah.
You have to sign up first.
But because of that, we do have each solo songs so that you can hear the sum of the parts that will be less than the whole, but still pretty good, I think.
They're and you really guys selling it.
You
guys are
yeah.
Every time.
Sorry. Anyway, hi.
The music sells itself.
Yeah, you're right. I don't usually talk at open mic. I'm like, hi, I'm Argyle. Here's my song.
Play it. Do it.
Oh, I wasn't ready.
What song? Yeah. What song are you playing?
I'm doing I'm a Mess.
Great.
Yeah. The song is heavily inspired by Haley, but not about her.
Oh, great. Cool,
I want
cool,
that on
cool,
record.
Cool.
I want that on record. If you're friends with a musician, they're going to write songs about you. That's just how it happens, right? Right? That's not just
nope. As we just all are quiet.
Sometimes.
We all glance at Nick.
Sometimes, yeah.
I've got a lot of musician friends who never told me.
You got to really, touch me for me to write a song about you. I'm usually writing about
Breckley Durham wrote a song about
people
all
I
of
sleep
us.
With.
Yeah. Yeah.
You touched him.
Worst little podcast. Worst little podcast. Worst little podcast.
Kind of.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, my problem is that I sat on my Omnicord and it never likes it when
that
I do
that. Was my favorite part of the show.
What? No, there's other parts. There we go. Your place or mine, well, my place is never fine. Cause if you spied the way I live my life, I know you despise it. I'm trying to play Tetris with my dirty dishes, but they never clear. And the laundry pile in my office just hit 1 year. Well, I know I'm not perfect, but you know that I'm working on it. Yeah, I'm not perfect, but I'm worth it. Cause I'm a mess, I'm a mess, I'm a mess. But I could be your mess. Can't hold a candle to the way I kiss. I taste like floor candy and happiness. Cause I'm a mess, I'm a mess, I'm a mess. But babe, you could handle this. Can't hold a candle to the way I kiss. I taste like strawberries and happiness. You walk, the way that you talk, it's so aesthetic, and I know you try. But I also know that you're hung up on your ex, who died, and whose ghost comes to haunt you most every night. And I know that you have panic attacks and lie crying on the floor. But me and your ghost ex-boyfriend can get you through that and more. You're a mess, you're a mess, you're a mess. But you could be my mess. taste like teardrops and happiness. Cause you're a mess, you're a mess, you're a mess. But babe, I can handle this. Can't hold a candle to the way you kiss. You taste like strawberries and happiness. Happiness. You guys ready for this part? I'm gonna need your help with that. Yeah. It's complicated. Oh, bless this mess. 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 Cause we're a mess, we're a mess, we're a mess. But we could be our mess. Can't hold a candle to the way we kiss. We taste like fireworks and happiness. Cause we're a mess, we're a mess, we're a mess. But babe, we could handle this. Can't hold a candle to the way we kiss. We taste like strawberries and happiness. Happiness.
Yay! I only messed up a lot.
We didn't know.
Cool. Yeah.
Yay, live music.
It's fitting
music.
For the song.
Yeah, it is, right? That's how I felt. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Fuck it.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Can you explain that instrument to me?
I sure can. Hello, I'm Argyle. They, them pronouns. This is my Omnicord. It's an electronic auto harp from the 80s. It has, on the left side, there are a bunch of buttons. And when you push a certain button, it corresponds to a certain chord. This is the OM-108 model. It just came out last year. And that means it has 108 chords. You've got major, minor, 7, major 7, minor 7, augmented, diminished, add 9, add 4, or sus 4.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. Wanted to make sure.
You want to hear the story?
The story?
Okay, so... Jay Vineyard from Faint Shape. I was at their house and they were playing lots of instruments and I was like, we should start a band. And they're like, we should start a band. And I'm like, but I don't play any instruments. And they're like, well, go learn an instrument. So I went home and I Googled easiest instrument to learn.
And it's that one?
Well, this is like fourth on the list because it's impossible to find. Impossible. I looked for 6 months solid, literally every day.
If you can find it, you can learn it.
If you can find it, you can learn it. Every day, looked for this thing. Pawn shops.
Yeah.
Facebook
thrift stores.
Thrift stores. Everywhere. And then I gave up. And then 2 months later, I had a dream that I found it at Goodwill. And I went to Savers and Goodwill. And then it was at Metropon.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The next day.
No, that day. The day I had the dream. What? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Freaky.
Yeah. Thanks,
so it's a magic Omnicord.
It was. This is the newer one. I still love my old one. Don't get me wrong. That one's my soulmate. They both are.
How'd you get the old one?
That's how I got the old one. This one I pre-ordered.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed that part. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I know.
So they re-released the whole instrument, didn't they?
Yeah.
You're bringing it back.
So it's more accessible now. So if somebody wanted to get into... It's the instrument they could find it easier than
Chewy's
you did.
Chewy's got his eye on it. He's looking across the room.
Depending on the model,
to go to Metropon and stuff.
They're $200 to $500 on eBay.
Yeah, for the old ones. The new one, this one cost me $835.
But the new one's got percussion as well.
Wow.
The new one is a real instrument. The old one is a very, very, very fun toy. That's really rude. Of my own instrument that I love with all my heart. But you know what I mean. The rhythm tracks on this one are actually usable. On the old one, it sounded like this when it sounded the best. Nope, that's the guitar.
You make it sound good.
Well, that's because I played it for
it's
7 years.
It's so magical. I love it. Magic.
Thanks.
That's what unicorns would sound
this
like.
This is what unicorns would sound like.
It's
true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what unicorns actually sound like. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was introduced to that instrument by the Flight of the Conchords, and Brett plays that. Probably the old one, and really cool. And I'm always wondered, how they get their sound. It was fucking Omnicord. And... Adventure Time.
Yep.
When you were playing, I was like, this sounds like Adventure Time.
Why do I know this?
Yeah.
parents.
Oh, Adventure Time and Steven Universe are huge. I call myself Sugar Core sometimes, like Rebecca Sugar.
Mm.
Fellow non-binary, comma, Omnicore player.
Yes.
Far out. Yeah, I don't know that shows much, but my four-year-old loves Adventure Time, and I was already into Adventure Time. But I got to check that other one out. Yeah. Steven Universe, you say?
Steven Universe. Okay. Yeah, all the best songs in... sorry, that's rude. Most of the best songs in Adventure Time were written by Rebecca Sugar, who went on to make Steven Universe.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
She'll recognize it. Kid,
oh, man, some of her songs make you cry.
They make you sob.
Good God. Mm-hmm. She's good.
Now we have like everybody's going to do a solo song. Should we get another song?
You want to do another song?
Who's next?
Yeah, we're a little over halfway there as far as the show goes.
So we got three more songs.
Well, no, we got what? Two more songs, right?
Two more songs.
I thought there was one more with everybody. No?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
One for the Patreon, one to open up, and then three solo songs.
Rad.
Yeah.
Unless they write one real quick in the next 2 minutes.
Sue and I love improvising. Oh, yeah, we could make you up a song today.
23 could do it.
We're going to wiggle up your mic again.
Just give us some words.
Parents, families, friends of lesbians and gays.
Oh,
that's what I said. Okay.
You were right. Yeah.
And it's like. But I wasn't sure, and it's kind of like the Al-Anon of gay people.
Kind of, it's very simple umbrella terms, and it's for everybody. But it's one of the biggest national ones, and we happen to have one in Carson City.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah,
good job, Carson City. I remember P Flag from when in the 90s.
It's old school. Yeah, it's been around for a while.
They're not listening.
This is a new song, so it's. Probably
gonna
go wrong.
New shit.
What's it called? What's
or it
called?
Could go right.
I haven't actually got a name for it.
Oh, we'll name it after this.
I'll name it after
you. Okay.
Boil the kettle. Watch the rain fall on the window. Took a cup down from the shelf where the weariness no one else will ever see. Keep it so well hidden, even from yourself. You can win the battle, no one knows you're fighting. You can win this. You can win this. I can take away your pain, make you fall in love with the world again. I got energy for two. Just give yourself to me. I'll give you back to you. You've been feeling lost, that's okay. I hope you stick around for one more day. I can't tell you not to go, but wait and see, just make the coffee. And please, just win the battle that I know you're fighting. You can win this. You can win this. I can take away your pain, make you fall in love with the world again. I got energy for two. Just give yourself to me. I'll give you back to you. You're the realest thing in this whole illusion. Broken. I think you're learning how to fly. I can take away your pain, make you fall in love with the world again. I get energy for two. Just give yourself to me. I'll give you back.
to you.
Songs evolve, so that will evolve, or not.
I'm so glad you guys made a band together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're gonna do great stuff. It's just like, getting started.
We like a real band.
Sorry.
Now.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
you.
Doing a guitar switch.
Yeah. Switcheroo.
Sorry.
If we still have time, we could do lame.
So you guys, let's do a really fast truncated version of the worst little quiz. What do you say?
Yeah.
Deal.
Rick, hit that music.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Oh, well, thank you, niece and nephew. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm Worst Little Quizzing It right now. Nick, just freestyling on the host part. We're going to do a quick truncated version with a long question and this or that. Here we go. I'll start it out with Argyle, and we'll go with what happens to us when we die?
Nothing.
Sue.
Yeah, man.
Same question.
Yeah, I believe we're star stuff, aren't we? So we just go back, man. And energy, once created, can't be destroyed. So whatever energy we are just dissipates back into the universe, and we get to be in it all.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not really consciousness, but
solid.
I think that's what I agree.
I agree mostly with Sue, but yeah, I think we get buried in the dirt and our bodies decay and turn into really weird skeletons with hair still because we keep our hair.
Ages and on
for a very long time. Or, you know, you burn yourself alive. Not alive. You're dead.
Yeah, I don't want to go like that.
It's like, wait.
What happened?
Or you burn your already dead body and then...
You could just like burn your hair and bury your body.
Yeah, so yeah, then you won't have
the other
hair
way around.
If you go with that option.
Yeah.
But
you have to burn it.
Yes.
Like cut yourself in half and
totally
burn half and then bury half.
Yeah, maybe.
Only the hairy parts.
I would like
Chewy,
to.
That's gonna be all of you.
Tree, but you know, yeah, we'll see.
See, I wanted
like do that. The soul stuff, you know. Like I feel like our souls are still about in the universe, walking around, and ghosts
hopefully
and ooh, all that.
Hair and Bones would be a good goth band.
Hell yeah!
Good answers all the way around. All right, Jamie, you want to go?
Oh, am I answering that same question?
No, yeah, you're asking.
I'm
a question.
Asking.
Oh,
I was all ready to talk about like the great Omnicord in sky. I wasn't ready.
Now join us on the hosting side.
Okay, if you could just pick up any instrument right now and play it masterfully, what instrument would it be, Nick Ramirez?
That's a good question.
Any instrument.
Oh, I believe it's Hardcore Brunches Quiz.
I wanted to know what you would pick real quick.
Yeah,
just real quick.
Go for it,
just real quick.
Maybe when my band's on. Yeah, I'll answer.
He's denying the question. All right. Hardcore Brunch. Besides the Omnicord.
Play it masterfully?
Yeah, like just a genius from day one.
Oh, that's so hard. I've been trying to learn the piano for a year and it's really hard. So if I could just skip all that.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done. Mm-hmm. Your wish is granted.
Well, thank you. I'm going to try it.
Mine's the same.
Piano.
7 years of piano as a kid. Can't play a
didn't
fucking
stick.
I saw you play
piano. I can't even play fucking chopsticks. Well, I know chords, but I mean, I can play like a C chord or
all
a D.
All right, we're two for piano
scales,
so far.
To actually play
I feel like
properly.
I'd pick something really obscure like a trombone or a tuba.
Or saxophone.
Yeah,
saxophone.
Something brass. Like some kind of brass instrument, but like the weird one, you know. Not like a saxophone. Like saxophone would be really cool.
A French horn.
I have a pocket trumpet if you ever want to try it.
Maybe.
Have
yeah
you seen that drone flute they've got? Oh my God.
Oh yeah, no. Everyone
pocket
has stuck
trumpet
it to me.
Also, have you seen
omnicords? I don't know what these are.
Oh, I collect weird
drone
instruments.
Drone flute is amazing. And also, have you seen the electronic saxophone?
Oh yeah,
that
no.
You can plug into you can DI.
Oh, wow.
And then you can get it to sound like either a saxophone or a trumpet. Or
an electronic wind instrument, you mean?
Yeah, it's an electronic fucking wind instrument.
Wow. That's wild.
Ooh, wait, I changed my answer.
You want that one?
No. Harp.
Harp.
Oh, yeah, harp, 100%.
That's like one of the hardest instruments.
Yeah. I've got a harp
on
here.
That's really just a...
Well, it's really it's not that hard.
It's easy. Yeah, obviously. Magic.
You would be amazing. You would look amazing
harp
playing the harp. Just the aesthetic of you.
Don't
playing
you have
the harp
long arms?
Or short harp. Or short harp. You can't
yeah
that.
That's true.
It's fine.
I mean, I know every harp player isn't long-armed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
It can't be.
What? It's only genetic predisposition.
What if you got those like extra hands, the ones that you put on the ends of your fingers?
The little tiny ones?
I think the harp maker comes and sizes you up like a tailor.
You get measured for your harp.
Custom. Oh, wow. No wonder that's so expensive. So
did you make that up? Is that real? I want that. I will get yes.
I'm pretty sure. I heard it on the internet.
It's hella real.
Oh, it must be true.
I mean, it makes sense.
Chewy, your question.
What is your favorite form of pork? And we'll start at the beginning over here.
Why do I always have to go first?
Well, all right.
I'll go.
Haley, you can start.
Bacon.
Bacon, okay.
Immediately.
That's a badass
crispy?
Choice.
Yeah. Crispy or soggy?
Oh, like the perfect combination of a little bit of crisp, right, but like there, a little bit of floopiness
but not burnt.
To it.
Yeah.
A little chewy,
no, not
but,
burnt.
But
if you
not
burn
soggy.
My bacon, absolutely not. Yeah. You're dead to me. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can get it right to the edge.
That's like medium medium well.
Yeah, she doesn't enjoy the hardcore crunch.
No, I don't like a crunch.
Sorry, vegetarians.
Oh, well, I was vegan for a while.
Yeah, even if you're vegan, you should know what kind of pork you want to have.
Thank you, bacon.
Bacon.
Slow roasted shoulder or belly of pork.
Oh, yes.
Slow roasted for about 12 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Served with a really crispy skin, served with applesauce.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Choice. Although, frankly, there is a lot of pig. There's not a lot of pig I wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
The whole hog? The
whole hog.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That's a knee slapper.
Has anyone done hooves?
Yeah.
I've never done
the feet,
hooves.
Yeah.
I've never tried a
I've seen them.
I've
the
heard
store.
That they're good. People I know from the southern part of the United States swear by
yeah.
pickled
they're
pigs.
They're meant to be
feet.
Amazing, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
from
yeah.
the south, and I would not touch them, but they were at every single gas station
yeah,
in
my
a
wife's
jar.
Mom loves
gas
them.
Station pig feet.
You're just like, you're supposed to reach into
right
a jar.
Gas station
pig
yeah, as a punk band name.
Kim, they got to have tongs, right? They got tongs.
I think so.
With your teeth.
No, I don't think you need tongs. If it's pickled,
like
it kills all the germs anyway.
I was hungry when we were talking about bacon and like slow roasted chulk. Now I don't. I'm not.
Like
I'm
the pickled eggs at the jazz club. You just stick your arm in there and grab one. All right.
I'm going to go with pork belly just because it's so versatile.
It is. Yeah, it's super tasty.
Yeah. You can bacon it. You can porchetta it. Yeah. Like you can make some chicharrones.
It's so flavorful and it's
oh,
got like
so
that so
thank
awesome little crispy
pig.
Chewiness. Yes.
Thank
all right, good show, good answers.
That's a good question.
Kim, you're up.
What is your dumbest tattoo?
They looked at each other and smiled.
Who's gonna tell?
Sue?
Only because I wanted like an evil eye on the back of my neck, and they and three stars, and they just drew a circle with a dot in.
That's evil. Wow. There you go. That'll be $80.
But I didn't know because it's here.
It's on my
yeah.
neck.
So it's like, yeah.
Why is there a bullseye on your neck?
We gotta take pictures of the bad tattoo. For
yeah,
the
we
blog.
Need to see this. We're gonna need to see.
Perfect. Patreon exclusive.
Is that what they mean by back shots? She did it. She made. You can't see her, but she did it.
Yeah, that's not what I was.
Back
saying.
Shot. Yeah,
I thought it was
did.
Like well, a dart thing. I mean, I know.
I don't
from,
know.
That's what
from
I did.
Great Britain. They play a lot of darts over there.
Sorry, I told you secrets.
One of the movements.
Yeah, was, that's how you guys play darts over there, right? Like
that.
Throw
darts. That's not.
Sam.
That's frisbee. I think that throw.
It's like disc golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Sorry. I forget they can't see us.
Haley, you're up.
I don't know if I have dumb tattoos. I like both my tattoos. They're
awesome
giant.
Tattoos.
But out of the two, what's the dumbest?
The one I got first because I was 20 years old.
Yeah,
but I still
dumb.
Love it. It's a. It's hard to describe. So it's on my thigh, and it's an owl, but it's made up of like butterflies and flowers
is
and ferns.
Is it like a barn owl or
wow,
a great horned owl?
Cool.
Do you want me to take my pants off?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like, is that acceptable?
Where I've come this far,
take them off.
You can
usually
just describe
happens
it
after the show, but yeah.
Can I have
Patreon part?
Do
two.
I have consent from everyone in this room?
Rick took his pants off a long time ago.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna
well.
Do it. Yes. It's happening.
Yeah,
visually.
Verbal consent. Promoting verbal consent.
This is the sound of pants coming down.
It sounds like unicorns again.
I could do this one.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Nice. It's very kind of floral.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's nice.
Well, especially both
cool.
of your tattoos were
yeah,
done by the same artist.
Yeah, that's not a dumb tattoo.
No, that's the dumb one. Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, the other one must
be you don't have dumb tattoos.
She has
to
recuse herself from the question.
So, yeah, out of the two, I'd say that one just because
The other one must be pretty sharp then.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to see that one too?
I'll take more clothes off.
Oh my.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. You got it right there, huh?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that one was easier.
That was a choice.
But yeah, all right. So I'd go with the first one. It's very bright, and I'm not a very like bright, colorful person anymore, so no. I think that would be the only downside of this stage in my life, but I still feel really good about it.
Nice work. Seriously.
Who's
Thank
next?
You.
I have Soup? No tattoos.
No tattoos?
None.
No.
Zero.
You lose points. All right.
I have top tier blue scars. Oh,
you lost your points.
Take it off. No, just kidding.
I don't have any.
No.
I don't have
we'll
tattoos
be the judge if you have tattoos or not.
If I did have one, it would be dumb, though.
No.
We will draw a tattoo on you before you leave. That's
perfect.
Huh?
You might show them what's happening.
Someone get the Sharpies.
Oh, my top surgery scars on set. No, we're on the family-friendly stage. I have to get more of a shirt so that I don't accidentally flash everyone with my top surgery scars. They are cool, though. And I like painting them gold because it's like Kitsugumi.
You can go inside to the Punk Rock Black Box
and
have a little moment in
off.
There. Yeah. We'll give you a moment.
Let's go.
Yeah, because you got to document that. So we'll make it happen.
Yeah, cool. Got it.
Love Sue, it. Did you have a tattoo?
Yeah, no, I was the
eyeball.
The eyeball, right. You tell the whole story.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Rick, do you have a question?
What is your most memorable story from middle school?
Oh, God.
Middle school.
Who wants to start?
We'll begin with Haley.
Oh, God. I mean, it's not a good one.
We like
they
that.
Off middle school.
Yeah, a lot of points for that.
Ooh. Okay, it's going to get real. So, you know, puberty.
The end.
So, I started my period 8th grade and, of course, bled through my pants for the whole school to see. And then
oh my
had
God,
to change
was it at,
into gym shorts. And,
was it like in the middle of a class or?
Oh, yeah. No,
oh
actually,
my God.
It was... I realized, I think someone came up to me, we didn't have a playground anymore because, you know, cool middle schoolers, but mm-hmm. we would like walk the track mm-hmm. after lunch and someone came up to me and was like, hey, you might want to go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh no. And then it was, yeah. So I'd say that was probably the most memorable, unfortunately. Yeah. Middle school's the worst.
I remember
it's
that.
It's the worst.
That happened to a few people in middle school that I remember, like that was like always tough. Middle school's a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
Wow. It's the worst.
I remember that.
Sue, can you
remember? Oh. Sue?
Can you remember that far back?
Oh,
the fuck!
Argyle.
I don't know if I can.
I think that band is going to break up before they start.
No.
Would it be the first time?
I was going to say, we don't have middle school, so what age group is?
Like 7, 3,
12,
grade.
13.
11, yeah, 11 to like
See,
14.
It's like in between being an innocent child and before you become a high schooler.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much an asshole. Okay.
So you're like...
I did have, so we left primary school at around 12, went straight to secondary school.
Yeah, 12, 13.
So apart from having a very similar experience to Haley, and I, yeah,
mm-hmm.
only because my physics teacher made me laugh so much that I just bled through my skirt.
Oh,
and
no.
then had to walk out of physics.
Oh,
yeah. But he was showing me a card trick and it was just making me laugh. If any women know, any pressure down there at the wrong moment and it could
it
all
happens.
Just go. So, but yeah, but probably kissing Luke Hayden
Ooh.
Behind the pottery shed
Ooh.
When I was maybe 11.
I hope
we
Luke's listening.
Kissed for 90 seconds
oh.
and we beat Daniel and Sarah who could only kiss and only made it for like 30 or something rubbish like that. So that's probably my... And he went on to join the Royal Ballet.
Wow.
You just fist bumped.
The Royal Ballet.
Who joined the Royal
Very
Ballet? Luke.
The kid she was making out with in the pottery shed.
Well, that's a success story. At least you like go to prison or something.
That trumps that. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Love it. Okay, so what they're not willing to say. Into the microphone, Sue.
Sorry. I was talking to Haley.
That's okay. What they're not willing to say is that we're all huge nerds. But I might be the hugest nerd, because I used to, in order to not get bullied during lunch, I used to just go to the library with my friends for lunch every single day. And at the end of the school year, they were moving where the library was, and they emptied all of the shelves, and there was nothing in there. And we decided to have a rolly chair Olympics.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
We jousted, and we did rolly chair ballet, and we did like the furthest, the one who could go the furthest without falling off the chair.
Amazing!
Wow. It was so fun,
super memorable.
We should relive that.
Amazing!
Hey, for Pride,
I'm
next year.
I'm making notes.
Yeah.
Rolly chair Olympics. Yep. We got room. We got big old parking lot. We'll make a course.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah. We're going to do this section really fast. Rapid fire. Here I go.
Rapid fire.
Oh, God.
All right, let's start with Haley, no. And the rapid fire is Juggalo or Deadhead?
Deadhead.
Juggalo, I don't know what they are.
Deadhead.
Okay, do hit, do dead. Okay, go. Somebody go.
I'm bad at these. How about shoes or socks?
Socks.
Shoes.
You hate shoes.
Hey,
none
now.
Of the above? Faster.
Neither? That's Faster. A good third answer. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
Ooh, space.
Yeah, space is quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Free space.
What's your favorite flower?
Chives.
Chives?
They do have a flower.
They're delicious.
Technically, yeah. Edible.
I chewed it.
Roses because of nostalgia.
Aww. Sorry, the answer was spider mums.
Yeah, like
you're all wrong. Take away all their points.
Sorry.
You lose everything.
That's how we get kicked out of Reno.
Oh, you can never get kicked out of Reno. Are you kidding me?
You have to
ask
fuck
everyone
really
here.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, seriously.
Speaking of beat up or arrested, would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Kind of like the same thing these days.
Yeah, right? It might turn into that same thing.
Another time something.
Probably beat up because I'm friends with Spike McGuire and I know he'd come for that.
Do we do Elvis or Beatles?
We did not. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
I refuse to make a choice because I adore them both.
Oh. No. Standing her ground. Guess Beatles.
Okay, then.
Begrudgingly.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Yeah, Star Trek or Star Wars.
Ooh, Clone Wars.
Okay, Star Wars.
Yeah,
Star Wars. Oh, the first 4, 5, and 6, and but also I would have shagged James C. Kirk. So
which one
in the pottery shed?
behind the pottery shed. It's far too hot to shag anyone in the pottery shed.
Would you rather have Beatles or Star Wars?
Oh, music every time. Even with John
music,
Williams,
Beatles.
Music every time,
yeah.
Yes. Sue said Beatles.
Yeah.
Argyle.
Star Wars.
Ooh.
Quiz is getting nice. Harder.
I agree with
All
you.
All right. Let's total up and see what we got here.
Yeah. Who wins? Who gets kicked out of Reno? Let's move it, Carson and Shane.
Oh my!
No, no,
it was really tight, you guys. Like seriously tight. You're all gonna get prizes because it was so close. But Sue, you were the winner.
Yeah! Congratulations!
Sue with horse tattoo.
I get kicked out of Reno.
Just eject
That's
a seat.
That's not the prize.
That is the prize.
Oh, it is the.
Have you ever heard the story of the lottery?
There's a real prize.
You got a sticker.
Perfect.
Ooh. Nick's doing things I'm people can't see on there.
These are real stickers. Oh my gosh.
These are real.
These are real. Wow. I'm holding it.
They're kind of real. You got to tape them.
I can hit it. On the back. Can you hear it?
Can now you? They can see it. Now they can visualize.
You guys like buttons?
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 Yeah.
Like those pins.
Yeah.
So, do you guys like buttons?
You guys in fitness?
Like the awkward lull in the conversation.
Yeah. Buttons? Of course I like buttons.
Do you guys like drugs?
Yeah, cool too.
What?
It just reminds me of the Roller Kingdom fucking commercial.
Hey. Oh, my God.
That will live forever.
It's all I think about some days.
It's all I think about.
Thank you.
All right, so where's that show this weekend?
What?
Which? The big
the
celebration, the Nevada Pride.
It's called
Pride.
Nevada Pride, a capital city celebration at the Brewery Arts Center in Carson City, 449 West King Street. It's free, it's all ages, and it's going to kick ass.
Yeah.
Right on, you got that going on this weekend. We hope to see you there. Any other announcements, Cadillac Kim?
You know, I haven't really planned on much else because I am going to be posted up there all day. I will be in the Black Box Theater doing whatever they need me to do. And if you see me out, come say hi. I had that wonderful experience this weekend actually out at Pride. Some listeners who I can't remember their names, but they came up and they were like, "We love the podcast." And I was like, "Oh my God, this is so weird, but cool. Thank you for listening." So if you're listening to this, we're probably friends already, but come say hi.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to party with all my friends in Carson City. It's
going
to be
for
so
helping,
fun.
Cam, you're kicking ass.
Oh, hell yeah. Rick, are you going to be able to make it?
Maybe.
He RSVP'd me.
Because I've got a mixing and mastering session this weekend, but that sometimes that means that like I can choose my own hours.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, make them not Very during cool. noon to six.
Well, you might see a lot of the podcast out there. former and yeah. current and visiting guests.
Maybe Nick, future.
Potential future.
Future, yeah.
Nick, is Mikey and the baby coming?
Yeah, Mikey might come
Hell
out.
Yeah.
She might make it out.
That'd be awesome.
But probably not. Aww. My guess would, I think it's 99% not, but you never know.
So you're what saying there's a chance.
It was really cool because Mikey and Pauline got to come to
the first
the museum show. Yeah.
Nice.
And then the other cool thing, you guys, was we got free pizza and a soda. And it was awesome at Noble Pie.
Yay.
And Michael Taggio's band was playing while I was eating my pizza and soda. It was awesome. It was way cool.
Oh, speaking of after party, I forgot. Saltwater Tavern in Carson City is going to bring their big pirate ship art cars to the party.
Oh, cool.
And let people ride in them. And then they're going to host the actual after party after Nothing Like a Dame is done. We're all going to go hang out at Saltwater Tavern because they kick ass chicken.
All right, damn it. Sorry, maybe I am getting a room Saturday.
Yes, you are.
I got to find
room.
One.
Get a room at the Federal Hotel. They'll hook it up.
It's like $300.
Just sleep on my couch.
Okay.
There's also cheaper places at Carson
Bay. Stuff to
we'll find some places.
Yeah.
Pirate ship.
The Ormsby House, I heard, is empty and free. You can stay there for nothing.
That's true.
All right, Hardcore Brunch, you're going to take us out with a song. Haley, I believe, doing her solo. Right on. But before we go, I would just want to say to the Reverend Rory Dowd and Lord Strice, thank you for doing the behind-the-scenes work and Cadillac Kim and Rory Dowd working on the Merry Anarchy Winter Ball this year. So that's coming up. And to everybody on the cast and our guests, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank
Life
you.
Is short.
Thank you for having us.
And we love you.
Aww. Oh, I love you too.
We love you.
Love you back.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Thank you.
sunlight on a summer's day, warming up my skin. She radiates, never contemplates if her light's too dim. She keeps just rises.